This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You can only spend for the sake of Allah and spend and give sadaqah and help somebody out and not think about what you have left in the bank if two things are clear to you. Number one, مَا نَقَصَ مَعْلُمْ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. When you give, money doesn't decrease. That's the promise of the Prophet ﷺ. Money does not go down when you give sadaqah, when you give charity. In other words, when you're going to give, Allah will replace with better. You want a promotion? Give sadaqah. You're not getting enough savings? Give sadaqah. Allah will open more doors for you. That's the promise of Allah. That's one part of the belief. The other part of the belief is actually even deeper. And that is that when we are giving, you're not giving to an orphan. You're not giving to people, flood victims or earthquake victims. You're not giving to a masjid. You're actually giving to Allah. You see here Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ But لَمْ يَقُلْ يُنْفِقُونَ عَلَى الْيَتَامَى You know, عَلَى الْمَسَاكِينَ عَلَى الْفُقَرَاءِ He doesn't say, spend on what? He just says they spend. But actually realize that the spending that we do, this is why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, every time she used to give sadaqah, she used to put perfume on it. She used to put perfume on it before she gave sadaqah. And that's why. Because I'm sending it to Allah. I'm sending it to Allah. She's giving, every time you give charity, it's actually an act of giving to Allah Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, that idea I want to expand upon a little bit before we go any further. Think about it this way. I'll give an example I used to give many, many years ago, but it's still relevant. I find it beneficial. Children can be very selfish. Okay? So, one of my kids, you know, Husna, when she was little, she was really into chocolate. That's a genetic problem. We're all addicted to chocolate. So, I'm eating chocolate. She's looking at my chocolate and says, Abba, can I have some? No, you can't have any. Abba, little bit. No, you can't. Can I just have a little bit? Okay, here, you can hold it, but after 10 seconds, you have to give it back to me. So I give her for 10 seconds. And she's eating it as fast as she can, bigger bites than her mouth. And it's not finished yet, and 10 seconds are over. And I say, Husna, can I have it back? And what does she say? Mine! And runs away. Your kids go to somebody else's house. They've got a toy. You know, the kids are awesome. Kids never play with their own toys. Never play with their own toys. The only time they play with their own toys is if somebody else's child is there. Then they say, this toy is so awesome, it's mine. As soon as that kid is gone, they throw it away again like... They just want to make that guy feel bad. So that kid keeps begging, can I play with it? Can I have a turn? Can I have a turn? Can I have a turn? And finally he hands him the Avenger or whatever. And he plays with it for 2 seconds. Then it's time to go home. And the kid who's borrowed the toy, does he let go easily? He says, can I keep it? Their mom said I could keep it. You know? Human nature, from childhood onwards, is when we are given things that are not ours. We're given things that are not ours. Very quickly we forget that they're not ours. We start assuming, imagining, we forget that part that it was given to us, we start imagining that it belongs to ourselves. That it actually doesn't belong to someone else. And we want to hold on to it. And when someone wants to take it from us, we're like, no, mine. What does Allah Azza wa Jalla do? Allah Azza wa Jalla could have said, وَيُنْفِقُونَ and they spend. But He says, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ From what we provided them. We're the ones who give, you forget that. You forget that it's not yours. The clothes I'm wearing aren't mine. The money in the bank isn't mine. The car I'm driving is not mine. I say all the time, my shirt, my car, my wallet, my account, my house. I use the word my so many times that I forget that it's actually the belonging of Allah. So much so that my body, my eyes, my ears, my nose, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ We ourselves belong to Allah. We're going to be returned to Allah. What to speak of our property? Our property is only an extension of the very property of Allah ourselves. So the idea, we easily forget that it's given by Allah. And that's why there's an ikhtisas here. There's a special tawqid here. That's why it's muqaddam for grammar students. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Notice also that Allah says, from what we provided them, they spend. In other words, The only past tense in the ayah is provision. Allah says they believe, present tense. They establish the prayer, present tense. They spend, present tense. But providing, he didn't say mimma narzuquhum yunfiqun. He said mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, from what we provided them, they spend. So what's the point of using the past tense here? Of the many benefits, think of it this way. You don't have to wait for Allah to provide you until you spend. Some people say, I will give sadaqah. I will give when Allah gives me. Right now, not right now, Allah hasn't given rizq yet. فَحِينَمَا يَرْزُقُنِي أُنْفِقْ. When He gives me, then I'll spend. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to every single human being, I've already given you. You already have something. If you only have 2 dates, give me one of them. If you just have an apple, give me a slice. If you have youth, give me some of it. If you have energy, give me some of it. If you have talent, give me some of it. Everybody's been given something. You wouldn't be breathing on this earth if you weren't given rizq. Allah is not just giving this ayah to millionaires. And He doesn't care how much you give. He doesn't care about that. He cares about the quality of what you give, not the quantity. These quantities mean nothing to Allah. Somebody donates $20,000. Amazing. Somebody donates $2. Not that amazing. Not to us. But the guy who has 20,000, maybe he owns 20 million. And the guy who gave $2 only has $10. You know, those $2 are more valuable to Allah than those 20,000. For us, we're like, oh, $20,000 check. Wow, this is going to help a lot. And the $2 bill or the $2, two single dollars, we're like, inshallah, more will come. But you don't know that those $2 are more blessed by Allah and they will bring more good than the 2 million you might raise. Because of the intention that came behind it. And the sacrifice that came behind it. And when someone internalized, from whatever little Allah has given me, I will come forward. This is why Allah says later on in the Quran, انفروا خفافا وثقالا. Come forward, light or heavy. Don't ever underestimate what you have to give. You know, little kids, we should give them practice. Some of our kids collect coins. And they have just pennies. And they take half their pennies and put them in a sadaqah box. Right? And it's not valuable to you, that's why you gave it to your kid. And it might not even feel valuable to the one who's collecting the funds at the end, opening the box and going through it. It's like, people put pennies in here. But to that child, that's like her life savings, man. That was a big deal to her that she did that and she sent that present to Allah. So don't underestimate the value of your giving, whether it's small or big. This is وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.